Good morning. High pressure will hang on for one more day, keeping the weather dry to round out the work week. Clear skies this morning will lead to some sunshine. However, clouds will be on the increase during the afternoon. With less wind, it'll be more comfortable than recent days, although temperatures will still fall well short of seasonal averages, and most everyone will top out in the middle and upper 40s. A storm system will organize along the eastern seaboard with moisture from the Gulf of Mexico teaming up with energy diving through the Ohio Valley. That storm will deepen and head in our direction overnight tonight, and clouds will continue to increase and thicken. It'll stay dry through the evening hours. However, after midnight, rain will begin to break out from south to north as we head towards sunrise. Rain will be steady and at times heavy as the low pressure center deepens, riding up along the Delmarva Peninsula and the Jersey coast toward Long Island for the first part of the day on Saturday. Early in the morning, with temperatures hovering around freezing, parts of the Catskills, the Berkshires, the Green Mountains, and Adirondacks will see accumulating wet snow. Most of the highest terrain will pick up a couple of inches of snow by about lunchtime on Saturday, and the wind will pick up from the coast and become gusty, especially across the higher terrain. The bottom line is most valley locations will have a raw, cold rain on Saturday with highs in the lower 40s, and the wet snow will change to rain across the mountains with temperatures staying in the 30s. On the backside of this system, as it rolls through, skies will be mostly cloudy and precipitation will become more showery on Sunday, with highs reaching into the upper 40s. The upper level disturbance overhead will linger into early next week, keeping it unsettled with scattered showers on Monday, despite temperatures reaching into the lower 50s. Gradually, we'll dry things out for the middle of next week on Tuesday back to the upper 40s with a mix of sun and clouds. More sunshine on Halloween for Wednesday in the mid 50s and approaching 60, though, with a return to showers on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an area of low pressure will continue to track east along the central Gulf Coast today, with rain and thunderstorms shifting across the lower Ohio and Tennessee valleys and the southeast. Models continue to signal the development of a coastal low along the southeast coast, which is expected to impact the eastern United States as it tracks north through the weekend. Rain is forecast to lift north across the Ohio Valley and mid-Atlantic, including some thunderstorms along the Atlantic coast today. Some of these storms could be severe, especially along the Carolina coast, where the Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a slight risk for severe weather. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is tracking showers and thunderstorms that are gradually becoming better organized in association with a low pressure system located about 1,000 miles east-northeast of the northern Leeward Islands. However, recent satellite data indicate that the circulation is elongated and the center is not yet well defined. The system will likely become a tropical or subtropical cyclone later today while it moves generally northward over the central Atlantic. After that time, the low is forecast to turn west, well to the north or northeast of the Lesser Antilles through early next week. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow showers, blowing snow and fog, 5 above zero with a northwest wind at 65, gusting to 75 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 31 degrees, the dew point 25, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.10 inches and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs around 50 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 42 degrees, the low 31, the average temperature 37, that's 9 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.73 inches for the month, which is 26 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 34.61 inches for the year, which is 2.17 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 56 degrees, the average low 37. The record high 78 set in 1963, and the record low 20 in 1952. Sunrise this morning at 7:22 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:56 p.m. 10 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with a chance of light snow south toward Glens Falls by sunrise, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight, mainly after midnight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Increasing and thickening clouds tonight with a chance of light snow or rain by sunrise, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs around 50. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in towards sunrise, lows in the mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a cold rain, breezy and raw, wet snow in the mountains for a while with a few inches accumulation in the high peaks, temperatures in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and cool with scattered showers on Sunday and Monday, upper 40s and lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, upper 40s on Tuesday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday in the mid-50s, and a chance of rain Thursday with highs near 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayana.